Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So here's, it was Jamie and Stoney, the morning show, tweeted this question out. Would you rather Lions finish 9-6-1 or 3-12-1? So it's basically asking, would you rather win out or lose out? Gator, would you rather win out or lose out? Now, winning out, you're building some momentum for the next season. You are hanging on to just a scotch of a NFL playoff chance. You're beating at least one very good team along the way on the road in Minnesota and another one at home in Green Bay, presuming Aaron Rodgers plays because it matters in the last week of the season, but who knows? And you're playing actually well. You also then probably don't have to restart with a new regime because these guys have gotten their S together. If you lose out, there's a really good chance you're looking at a regime change if they go 3-12-1. Looking at the last five drafts, you're probably picking fourth or fifth at 3-12-1. Slight shade towards fourth in terms of statistically speaking, but that means you're not getting, as it stands right now, Joe Burrow or Chase Young, because those guys will probably go 1 and 2 in some order. But you get the coaching change that probably people want. You get the perhaps the GM change that people want. And you get the high draft pick, which people always love. And I will start by saying I would rather win out. And I don't, Kang doesn't think anybody's going to be with me on this. The reason I would rather win out is they would have to do some things that speak of competence. They would have to do some things that tells you they know what they're doing. I don't think you fluke yourself into 6 consecutive wins. And it gives you something to build on going into next year. And, you know, I know it's easy to say, I don't want them to win, but then you have to imagine what winning looks like. You know, you're winning because you're playing probably better defense, probably change some things philosophically. You're winning because, again, you can have a fluke win here or there, but to win 6 in a row, you're going to have to do some things very well offensively, which is maybe Bo Scarborough actually is a legit, you know, piece to have moving forward. Maybe TJ Hockenson plays better, but some of the things you have to do to win, you're going to look good while doing it. And the other thing that is not a good thing under any circumstances to me is a regime change. Yeah, I get it if it's going the wrong direction, but if they can right the ship and have it going the right direction, because regime changes oftentimes mean setbacks. And especially with this group, because it feels like they've gone out and identified some players that will only work for them. You know what I mean? So I don't want them to lose out. But given the choice, I would rather have them win out than lose out. And even if they win out, it doesn't mean they're going to take the next step forward, because that just, you know, the idea that it always carries over, each season's different, but at least it means there's some competence here.
Fair enough. I'm not going to poo-poo your opinion. It's your opinion. Mine is I would much rather have them lose out. And it's not because the fourth or fifth pick in the draft. It's because it's the fourth or fifth pick in every round of the draft. That's a huge advantage. That's what I want. I want them to get as much talent as they can. It would force, in my opinion, more than likely force a change at the coach with the coaching position. Could also come with a change with the GM. Find somebody who's more competent to do it and take advantage of the resources that you now have. I absolutely would rather have them lose out, because I don't think that there's any reason in playing Stafford the rest of the year and risk him getting hurt more than what he is. There's talk that this injury now is more of the Tony Romo type injury than it is what was previously described as perhaps whatever that process that I don't know what the hell the multi-fractured process, the fracture that they had. I don't know what the hell it was called, but that it's more of a Tony Romo type injury that you need to rest. You need to let that heal up. And that's what I want. I want a healthy Stafford for next year. And if it means he misses the rest of the season, good, do it. I wonder what's going to happen here. You're telling me if I can, if they're going to lose out, yes, I'll take that. And yet I don't think they're going to, because I think they're better than the Redskins, even with their backup quarterback. I think they're better suited as a team than the Redskins are to beat them. I don't know which quarterback is going to show up on Thanksgiving for the Bears, but the Bears are a bad team right now, and I think the Lions will win a couple more games throughout the rest of this season. But if you're going to guarantee they're going to lose the rest of the games this season, I will take that.
All right, 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. Is there anyone out there with me? Anyone out there that feels like it makes more sense to win out and lose out? I'll give you a couple of examples of teams that have that turned the corner at the end of last year, perhaps, and it's carried over. Perhaps. And I can see the arguments against this. But Buffalo was at 3-8, 3-8 or 3-7, and won three of their last six, two of their last three. They're one of the surprise teams in the league this year. Baltimore last year was under 500, won six of their last seven, and look where they are now. And yeah, people say, well, that's because this player developed, or it might be schedule related. Whatever. I mean, I don't think Detroit wins out unless some things really go right for them. And whether it be Hockenson or Scarborough or Stafford comes back and just keeps doing what he's doing, or Tavai blossoms, Tracy Walker comes back, is really good, the defensive line shows what it was supposed to be, something would have to go right for them to win out. So, you know, those are a couple teams that finished last year strong and carried it over. And that doesn't mean it's guaranteed, but I certainly like going that way more than losing out and bottoming out and being worse. It was bad the rest of the way.
You mentioned Stafford. Sorry, Gator. I just wanted to clarify something. You mentioned Stafford. Did you want them to win out with Stafford, without Stafford, a combination? I mean, how would that affect next season? You know, if they went out with Driscoll and Stafford shut down, but they win the rest of their games, how's that change the quarterback situation?
I mean, I think that's great because it means they probably don't need to go acquire a backup quarterback.
Well, I don't know what his contract situation is, but could he leave then, essentially?
He could. I think he's only under contract for the rest of this year, but then they can just re-sign him and keep him. I mean, right? If they went out with Driscoll, he'd preferably become your backup moving forward, right?
No, every fan would want him to be your starter.
Well, he would become the next Case Keenum.
Well, I mean,
the next Nick Foles. The next.
They'd be like, hey, what's the trade market for Stafford if Driscoll wins the rest of the games?
Well, I mean, I guess that's part of it. Yes. But 248-539-9797. Which would you prefer? And maybe I am on an island. Maybe nobody. Who's with me? Who's with me?
Well, I mean, you cited a couple of teams there. Well, many people will be with you in this. That's fine. You know, the Bills, you would expect that's a team that's going to get better because they started all over again with what they think is their new franchise quarterback. And their schedule has helped them out tremendously to start this season. When you play teams like the Jets and the Giants and the Bengals, the Dolphins, the Redskins, the Dolphins again, your record's going to be inflated if you're better than those teams. I think the Bills are better than those teams. I don't think the Bills are anything special.
The Bills were bottom of the league at midseason last year.
But again, they're starting with a brand new quarterback. The Bills are from last year.
The Lions are starting with a brand new tight end, Gator.
Uh-huh.
Hello.
And then you look at the Ravens, which is the other team you brought up. I mean, nobody's ever questioned Baltimore's defense, but they made a radical change when they drafted Lamar Jackson. You saw fringes of what he could do last year. Now it's fully his team, and since he's taken over, it's that skill set is incredible.
But here's the thing. Something would have to go right. Like, the Lions would have to really do something right to win out, right? Mm-hmm. Those things you just mentioned carried over. If whatever they do right at the end of the season carries over, That's my point.
Yeah, I get that. And I guess my feeling on that is that I think that the Lions, if maybe this is just the skeptic in me, if the Lions were to put it together and win the last six games and end up with a 9-win record, that all that does is tell you they're back to being slightly better than mediocre.
What's this tweet you tweeted out of me here, Kang?
Well, Gator would get the reference, but since you don't watch much TV, Game of Thrones, very, very big television series that ended this past season.
Yeah.
Well, there's many seasons. There are many fight and battle scenes, but there is one where I believe it was the Battle of the Bastards, Gator.
Okay.
It's Jon Snow by himself out there, and he's literally by himself, and there's an entire force army coming at him, and this is you right now, is what I think, is Doug defending his opinion against everyone else, saying that, you know, you think the Lions should win out rather than lose out.
Okay, I'll retweet it so people can see. So I'm Jon Snow?
Yes, you are. You are the bastard of Jon Snow.
Now, does Jon Snow get killed in this scene?
Yes, he lives. He survives, but because there's a lot of reinforcement that come.
Well, I'm looking for the reinforcement.
You need the reinforcement.
Hey. Mm. All right, let's go to Scott. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Scott.
Hey, good morning, guys. Fantastic topic. I am so frustrated. It's great reference, too, with the Jon Snow.
Yeah.
So I am in the lose-out camp, but it is with an asterisk. And my asterisk is it's got to be a regime change because losing out means draft picks for rebuilding, but I don't trust this regime to do the right thing with the draft pick. So that's why it's got to come with an asterisk, meaning it's got to come with a regime change.
Well, look, I don't want a regime change. I'll say that right now. I want these guys to have success. Desperately want these guys to have success. And maybe that means I give them a longer leash than some, but I feel like this path that they went down is kind of unique. The type of player they identified specifically defensively was kind of unique. And when they prefer a Jelani Tavai type to a Devin Bush type, you realize this is bucking conventional wisdom. And people might say that's idiotic, but it just means that some of what they have built becomes completely useless, most likely, for the next regime. And that's, I think, a step back even further than people realize.
Yeah, but here's the thing. How long have we been waiting? I did a little research on this, and a regime change, I know, delays things. But how long have we been waiting? We used the stat. One playoff win since 91. Do you know we're the only team since 91 against three expansion teams that at least have wins? Well, I take it back. The Browns, their expansion, they haven't won. But the Jags?
Yeah, we know. We know. Dude, Scott, are you telling us that the Lions' history sucks? Yeah, we know that.
Thanks.
Really?
And if you really wanted to pontificate, you would have said that they've had one playoff win since 1957.
Let's go to Michael in Detroit. What's up, Michael?
Hey, I'm sitting here listening to your commentating on if the Lions can win out, please. If they win out, that means we're going to keep this regime.
Hold on. If they win out, you'd prefer they lose out?
Definitely.
All right.
I mean, we're stuck in mediocrity. We've been there for 60 years. We have to do something different. And the guys that's in charge now, it's getting worse. From Caldwell, it is getting worse and worse. And I said this before the season even started. Detroit is in a horrible situation when the Lions are the best thing we got going in the sports world. We're in trouble because none of our teams look like anything. And look what the Wings did at the end of last season. They went out. It was supposed to be lose for Hughes. And what did they do? They go out and win. And when they come back the following season, what do? Lose. We need some type of something here in the cities we could wrap ourselves around and support, because the teams we got now, my God, every stadium should be empty.
Well, I mean, people still go and people still have fun, and I don't blame them. I mean, sports are an escape. It's fun. It's entertainment. But to expect winners, like I think we might be looking at an era where we could see some real reduction in ticket prices in Detroit.
Well, this is there's no doubt it's a brutal time right now, because you've got the Red Wings rebuilding, the Tigers rebuilding, the Pistons are kind of in limbo. The Lions are trying to change things on the fly because that's what the NFL is. And they're all failing miserably right now. But you have to trust. You don't have to trust, but I mean, that's what you do. You trust in the rebuild process with the Red Wings. Think they're in the right direction. They hired Steve Yzerman.
Yeah.
He's made a couple moves that have seemingly improved the team a little bit. And of course, the Tigers, I mean, whether you have faith in Avila or not, they've got some players coming down the pike.
We're perfectly aware of how bleak times are.
Yes.
248-539-9797. Craig on a cell is next. Hi, Craig.
Hello, gentlemen. Hi, Craig. How are you doing today?
All right.
The thing that got me to call Doug was, you know, listen, I'm for losing out because I think 9-5-1 just puts us in this purgatory of no playoffs and, you know, not a great draft pick. So for me, it's lose out. But the thing you said that right before the break was you think the momentum would carry on over into the next year.
It can. I said it can. It can carry on. Yes.
It can. And we thought that was going to be the case with the defense. And look, you know, and that went the exact opposite way of where we thought. They finished very strong last year. And
yeah, I guess, Craig, the only thing I'd say, and you're right, it might not. I don't think to win out would mean they'd have to play well. Like, the defense would almost assuredly have to come around. They're not going to win every game 42-41. And the defense would have to show some signs of what they did last year. Like, if they go to Minnesota and win, it's hard to imagine going to Minnesota and win where your defense plays like Mung again. So, yeah, correct. You're right. But because if we're getting to 9-6-1, and if it's the win-out versus lose-out question, they'd have to look better. They'd have to. And I think we've forgotten what that would look like. But, yes, it might not carry over. Pete is on a cell and next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Pete.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good. All right, Pete.
Great. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You guys are great.
Thank you.
I'll tell you, this win out, lose out thing, I've never been a proponent for losing out at anything, okay, at any time. Winning is what it's all about. I don't care if you win one game or if you win six games. When you think about it, teams getting rewarded for losing, that creates more losers. Teams should get rewarded for winning at all costs. That's my opinion. Because, let's face it, if you're winning and you're knocking off top, really good teams, you're doing your job. These teams are trying to make the playoffs. It has an implication when you're trying to make the playoffs, when you beat a good team. So you should always try to win. That's my take on it.
Well, maybe Pete, I guess I'm happy you called because we've been banging through calls and finally found somebody that doesn't think I'm an idiot. But I just, part of this is, first of all, I think people are struggling envisioning the win out possibility. There really are, and I don't blame you. But to win out, you have to play well. You're not going to fluke yourself into six consecutive victories, most likely. And when you're playing well, guys are stepping up. And it could be Tavai. It could be Hockenson. It could be Scarborough. It could be some of the young pieces we hope that they're going to build around. I can see a scenario where it's an encouraging finish to the season. As unlikely as it is, don't get me wrong, I'm not expecting this to happen. But if the question is, I'm not expecting them to lose out either. But if the question is win out or lose out, then, you know, to me, win out is the obvious choice. But I'm looking at the ticket text, and I'm intrigued. You can disagree. Why has everybody got to call me names? Why?
Well, it's ticket text.
Yeah, well, it's, you're kind of asking for it.
Well, the thing, Doug, is I would give them credit for sure if they won six games in a row. Like, you have to play consistently, obviously, to win six in a row, but play well doesn't really, you know, that's hard to do in general. But when you look at their schedule and their opponents, they might have one really tough game in the Vikings. We don't know how the Packer game is going to be at the end of the season. I know they're battling right now with the Vikings for the division.
They'll probably have locked it up because the Lions will beat the Vikings. Yeah. Give Green Bay a 2-point, exactly. 2-game lead.
But to get the Skins, the Bears, the Buccaneers, the Broncos, I mean, these aren't world beaters. None of those teams are making the playoffs.
But they're losing to not world beaters now, so they'd have to play better.
Like I said, I'd give them credit for winning six in a row. That's a you know, great feat to have in the NFL, no matter who you're playing, but they're also not playing the playoff teams. And you're trying to be a playoff team, right?
Which is why I think you end up doing it. It'd be like a little bit of false hope. Or it just gets you back to where you think the team kind of is. And I want to take something back. You don't deserve it. You don't deserve to be called names.
No, I mean,
nobody deserves to be called names. Your stance is your stance. It's your opinion. Nobody should lash out at you and call you names.
Well, you know, I mean, I was looking over these to try and find some that agreed with me, and I found one from Gary in a truck, and he writes, "I'm with you, Doug."
Feel good about that?
And then there's Doug is so frustrating. Patricia's not a good coach. Needs to be fired. Winning out would only change my mind. That I think he would actually set the would not change my mind. He'd only set the franchise back further. Oh my God! If we use Doug's mentality, we'd be 7-9 forever. Easy question. Lose out. Doug is an idiot. When you turn over a third of your roster, there's no such thing as momentum between seasons. Can't keep changing coaches, hoping to find the next big thing. Yeah, this coach isn't doing well now, but if you don't have a constant, you will never win. I mean, regime changes, you know, would probably mean a new coordinator, and those things are tough to overcome. And so, if they show some competence, that's a good thing, isn't it? This regime shows some competence?
It is, but again...
You don't think it'll mean they're competent? And
not necessarily.
I mean, you know, people said the same thing about Belichick at the beginning of his career. People said the same thing about Krzyzewski at the beginning of his career. I watched that thing on Duke the other night. He had 4 years, man, where people were calling for his job, and he survived it. Things have changed. People don't have the patience anymore. But, you know, at least the start shows something.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.